Babe, do you want some tea? I made a pot, and if you don't take some, I'm going to drink the whole thing. Save me from myself, please. Babe? Sweets? Why aren't you... Oh, because you're not in here. Where have you gone off to? Bedroom? Hello? Hey, what's up? Why are you in here all by yourself? You want to take a nap or something? No? You sure? Sweets, you're still getting used to everything. You know, with the chair and stuff. It must take a lot out of you. I'm not babying you. I just want to know what's going on. You can tell me. Don't you know that? You can tell me anything. Anything. So? What's up? Come on. Please? No? Okay. Well, how about this? I give you my rundown, what I think's happening, and you tell me if I'm wrong or right. Okay? Okay. Well, when it first happened, you know, when you were told you needed a chair, I think we were both so shocked and numb that we didn't really realize what that would mean. I mean, we knew it would change things. Just getting started with it, you know, moving, going places, the car, that sort of stuff. But I don't think we had time to think about what it would mean for us. You have been so brave, you know that? So positive and ready to take it all on. I mean, you barely blinked. You just smiled and said, okay, what can I do? And I think because of that, I forgot that, I don't know, you're human. You're not yourself though lately, are you? It feels like your battery's on low or something. And I just want you to know that if you feel down, that's okay. More than okay. The first time we came home from the hospital and I had the guys come over to do the ramps, you raced. You tried to roll yourself up all on your own. You seemed excited, like it was a new game. And honestly, I was kind of waiting for you to need me. And I know that is so selfish and awful and really self-involved, but I wanted to be there for you. And it felt like you didn't need me at all. And I love you for that, but now, right now, if you need me, you have to tell me. I'm here. And I love you. I'm right. Thank you. So, what do you need? To feel like a man? What do you mean? Sweetie, you are a man. You open the tough jars and you deal with transactions. You got rid of that spider in the tub yesterday. And it was pretty big. You're not talking about those things? Oh. The other things. Well, I know we haven't really been able to do much since you started with the chair, but that doesn't mean we can't. I mean, we We've been doing some things, right? We had phone sex the other month when I was away for the meeting. It's not the same. Why isn't it the same? You do make me happy. You always make me happy. What are you talking about? You want it to be like before? When you could fuck me like a man? No, I'm not belittling you. Go on, what do you mean? You want to feel like you used to. Powerful. In control. Able to make love to me properly? Well, who says you can't? We won't know until you give it a shot. I never seemed like I wanted to. Sweetie, are you crazy? I didn't want to put pressure on you. I thought I should wait until you told me you were ready. I didn't want to rush you. This is really why you've been so blue? Because you wanted us to have sex? I'm sorry I didn't realize. I love you.
I love you.
And you love me? Good. Then give me some more kisses. You know, when we first started dating, one time you walked me to my door and kissed me. We hadn't been together that long, but after that kiss, I knew I never wanted to kiss anybody else. Not least of all because it became the number one pick for my spank bank. Uh-huh. That good. They still are. Only, now I'm not too embarrassed to tell you that they're used for masturbatory purposes. So, what now? Well, I would like to voice an opinion, but you see, I'd have to ask my man of a husband, because, you see, he's got this thing about being powerful and in control, and being the little housewife that I am, I wouldn't want to overstep any boundaries. Hey. You want to make love to me? You do? Tell me. Tell me all the time, okay?
Tell me when you want me. Because I want you all the time.
Here. Let me up. There we go. This is nice.
It feels like
I grew back. You want to keep going? Okay, but sweetie, just so you know, if this isn't what you imagined or wanted, it's not the end. We'll work it out. We can try. And try. And try again. Don't worry. And kiss me. How do you want it? You want me to kiss your neck? Want me to lick? Suck? To... Okay. You're in charge. So... what do you want, husband? Take off our clothes. Yes, sir. There we go. Arms up. Okay. Let me get your jeans. There. All done. Wow, someone's happy. I'm glad the feeling's mutual. Now what? Get over here. I can do that. I've missed it
so much. Here, push against me, just there. I love the way you rub me. Go all the way, and that's still true, but do you want to come inside me? You do? Good. Sorry. I don't know why. Why am I crying? No, I'm fine. I just... you didn't do anything. I just... I got you back. You came back. Yeah. Oh, there. well. You just made my weekend. You know something? You're my best friend. You're my husband. And sometimes, you're a real pain in my ass. But most of all, you're my man.